ship free.
It's a slippery slope. Day 81 of British Petroleum's nasty oil leak. We'll give you the skinny on where it's headed. Two people are missing after one of those duck boats actually crashed. It's a gnarly story out of Philadelphia as I rode the duck boat many, many times. I'll tell you what's going on there. And it's a scorcher in the northeast. A lot of people staying inside, cranking up the air, the fans, whatever, just trying not to spend too much time outside. And can you blame them? Kate Delaney, once again, big hello, America. Coast to coast and all those spots in between. Remember, you're invited to the party each and every time we do this. 800-259-5791 is the number. I'll say it again. 800-259-5791. Those are the digits. Speaking of digits, the temperatures in the northeast, quickly I'm going to mention this. Just as I know somebody's sitting there half asleep. And the people in the northeast hate it when you talk about the heat, because why emphasize it? It's like the comedians say, it comes every year, so why are we talking about it? But there's some record-breaking temps. At Foggy Bottom in Washington, I was talking to somebody today. I was talking to a reporter, actually, in Washington, and he was telling me, I got a lake not too far over yonder, just a couple of houses over from me, so I can just jump in the lake, but it is pretty... it's pretty nasty on the public transportation. He said it in his car. It was like being in an oven. So Washington's 102 degrees. Baltimore was 103. Philly hit 102. New York was up to 100. Boston in the upper 90s. Richmond, Virginia, 100 and something. It's triple-digit heat for the most part. It's supposed to cool off on the weekend. But here's what happens. It's just when you have to deal with it, when you have to be out there. You think of the, you feel badly for the people who work in the construction business, because, I mean, I don't care how much you cool your head, you are feeling that heat. You are feeling it. And then if you have to take public transportation, what do you think it's like on a subway? It's like you're roasting when you're waiting to get a subway car. And then there were customers who didn't have power in Connecticut and Massachusetts and in Jersey. Con Ed, they say their customers lost power in New York City, but that they hope to have electricity restored by Thursday morning. Oh, that is rough stuff. That is when you are praying you get a job someplace else where you don't have to deal with that kind of weather and the massive amount of people. And so what do? When temperatures are high, and that's sometimes when crime spikes, you bust open a couple of fire hydrants, even though you're not supposed to do that. And it spikes during heat waves. So they get all these warnings. Look, don't open the fire hydrants without spray caps because it's illegal, it's wasteful, and it's incredibly dangerous. And we're going to throw you in prison. There's a possibility of that, but it doesn't matter. People still do that. They open the fire hydrants and water flies out. So what do? When people are desperate to get cool in any way they can? And here's the thing. In Middleton, Connecticut, I don't get this. The cops issued a summons for second-degree reckless endangerment, that's what they called it, to two high school football coaches who had practices in the heat, and it led to one student collapsing. What I don't get is, why are you having a football practice? You know how you have two-a-days? You just are not doing that. If you want to do strength and conditioning and you're in air conditioning somewhere in the school and you're in a weight room and it's air conditioned, that might be a little bit different. But if you're running, if you're putting on pads, if you're sprinting up hills, I mean, come on now. I've known a few coaches in my time, and I don't think even they would do that. So what do you think the National Weather Service is doing? Well, they're telling people, protect yourself. Don't do stupid things. When you don't have to be outside, don't be outside and go to cooler places. And for goodness sake, soak down. I think that's pretty easy to figure that one out, right? All right. Also here at the top, lots of conversation about peace in the Middle East. But this is what is interesting. We'll let you hear what Benjamin Netanyahu had to say in just a second here, as he met with Obama a couple of days ago. Oh, no, we're great friends. He didn't say friends, but he said there's no tension between the U.S. and Israel, and you know, I won peace as much as the next guy and all this sort of stuff, and actually talk to the press for an hour if you're buying what's being sold. But here was what Netanyahu said a day later about Israel and peace.
We want President Abbas to grasp my hand, get into a room, shake it, sit down, and negotiate a final settlement of peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Well, do you think we're going to see a final settlement of peace between the Palestinians and Israel? I still don't see it happening. Kind of like where you sign a parchment piece, a piece of paper, and agree to whatever terms. You think that would really hold up? I'm going to say no, and I don't think they get to that point anyway. Call me cynical. Here's the thing that I wanted to point out, though. How about Joe Lieberman today? As soon as this happened, somebody sent me a text knowing that I would be interested in the story. Lieberman said the U.S. is ready to strike Iran militarily. This was after a meeting with the defense minister in Jerusalem at a hotel on Wednesday. You had McCain and Lieberman who were there. Also, Lindsey Graham was there. And they had a press conference. They talked about a couple of different things as far as the foreign policy in that area, right? So Lieberman was pretty harsh about it. At his press conference, he was describing the Iranian nuclear program and saying that we got to do everything we can to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear power, and went on to the same thing you keep hearing. The U.S. is going to address the threat through diplomatic efforts and economic sanctions. But here's the other part of this. If we can, then this was the bombshell. But through military action, if we must, wow. I've never heard that out of any U.S. official ever. And he's saying, look, no option should be taken off the table when you talk about Iran's nuclear program. This is like one of the few times I can recall anybody using specifically military action while especially they're in Israel. And I say bravo to Senator Lieberman. At some point, we say this all the time, cut or fish bait. I mean, come on. At some point, you cannot allow Ahmadinejad to continue to weave the tales that he's weaving, plus throw sand constantly in your face, knowing what's really going on behind the scenes. At some point, you got to man up and make the big decision. A lot of people think that's crazy because we don't want to have war with Iran. But look, we've already got the situation that we had in Iraq. Moving on to Afghanistan, Pakistan to me was really the place to be. And Iran, especially with the threats, and think about this, it makes sense now. Netanyahu talking about peace, talking about what he'd like to see happen with the Palestinians. And it wouldn't shock me at all if Israel eventually had enough and they were responsible for the strike in Iran. Things are going to get really, really interesting, not that they already aren't, if you look at the chessboard called the Middle East. And this was definitely dropped on purpose by Lieberman. There's no way he would throw in, but through military action, if we must. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and they'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
America tonight, one of the leaders of a militia in Arizona talks about the misconceptions of what's going on there and why they feel the need to form a group, form a militia based on what's happening in Arizona. I mentioned this before, how bad it is in Tucson and some of the outlying areas. Arizona, the governor, Jan Brewer, canceled the U.S.-Mexico border meeting after the Mexican governors protested. It's crazy what's now happening, and a lot of this on the heels of the Justice Department filing a lawsuit against the state. So the government taking on the state kind of sounds like, I was thinking this today, somebody said to me, think of the Civil War, Kate, and you tell me what the big difference is. I'm hoping there's not going to be an explosion along the border. I'm hoping there's a way to solve this, but as it leaves my lips, I see that more and more people are getting frustrated, and can you blame them with what they've had to deal with in that state and have pled for help with the gangs, with everything else? And what the Justice Department is saying, look, we have laws on the books, and this is why we're challenging this. And the idea is we're trying to get the gangs. We're trying to get the drug cartels. We're trying to get the bad guys. We're trying to get those illegals. and sift through the other good guy illegals. Wait a second. I mean, really, no matter how you feel about the situation, there's a reason. Illegal is illegal, meaning you're breaking the law. So all are law breakers. All right, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Excellent, brother. How about you?
I'm doing real good. You know, the definition of militia is a group of citizens that are protecting the rights of the United States against an armed intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and as far as the Middle East goes, if they get peace over there, the devil's going to be wearing a fur coat. You know what that means, don't you?
I know.
Yeah,
it's a cold day in hell, yeah.
It'll be froze over.
Yeah.
And then that 93-year-old guy, you know, Dozing Don or whatever the hell they call him. You know, it's not hard to whack a guy that takes a nap all day long, so they don't do that anymore. So they're just going to put him away on cold storage, and the kid's going to take over.
Yeah,
so
the kid's
all going to stay in the family.
It's going to stay in the family for sure, because it'll go through the other crime families, if anything. But I think he's going to be in witness protection, the son, the 50-year-old son, for rolling, because he also rolled on the mob in general, talking about some of the things that they were doing in New York.
Well, yeah, but hell, everybody knew what they were doing anyway, didn't they?
From the beginning of time, right?
Absolutely. And then you got those 12 guys that walked off that, where were they at?
Lackland Air Force Base.
Oh, yeah, hell, they were down here by me, man.
Yep.
You know, if they don't let them walk off, I think there's a plan behind that. If they don't let them walk off and move to different areas of the globe, so that they can set up their little nasty organization all over the world. How in the world is everybody going to be so unsafe that they have to pass more laws to guarantee our safety, but which will absolutely be useless when time goes by?
Yeah, you just be happy that you're living in Texas and you got a gun.
I got a whole bunch of them.
Exactly. Especially with your location to where these Afghan soldiers basically went AOL.
Well, they're just going to make it a target-rich environment.
Yeah, target-rich. Yeah, it's scary. It's going to be scary if anyone comes across them, I think. I'm not saying all of them, but I think there's definitely a reason that there might be other cells, or I don't think it's simply, oh, America's the land of fruit and honey, and I'm just going to escape, and I'm not going back, even though my family's back there. I don't think it's about that. I think there's more to it, at least for some of them anyway. Tom, thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Norm in Pennsylvania. Hey, Norm.
Kate, nice to talk to you. It's the first time I ever listened to you, and been very nice, and you were talking about Lieberman. I don't know what's up with that guy.
Well, you heard what he said. It's the first time that I've heard anyone say we would use, if we had to, including military force in Iran. Nobody has said that at all. Everybody, in fact, when I say everybody, whether it's going back to Condi Rice and Bush or whoever, it was always about the diplomacy of it and kind of not
right.
Going after them that way. So it's the first time that I've heard anyone say that. Now, he's a senator, but I've never heard that before.
Isn't he a dual citizen?
Lieberman?
I think so.
No.
You don't think?
No. Although it sounds like it, but no.
Oh, I thought he was. Rahm Emanuel is, though, right?
No. I know what you're getting at. No, neither one of them are. Lieberman is saying that in Jerusalem was on purpose. I think he dropped that on purpose for something that's going to happen in the future. Otherwise, I don't know that he would say that the U.S.
How far in the future do you think it's going to be?
How what?
How far in the future do you think it's going to be?
I don't think it's going to be. I would predict by the beginning of next year.
2011, huh?
If something's going to happen, if there's going to be some kind of a strike, that's when I'm thinking.
Well, what do you think about America attacking Iran. Do you think that's a good idea?
I do. I think that because I think that you cannot allow someone like Ahmadinejad. I'm not saying now. I'm saying if he will not, if you'd really level tough sanctions on Ahmadinejad and Iran for the nuclear enrichment of what they're doing, if you because he's building nuclear warheads, let's face it. And he's a nutball. Listen, he has no love lost for the, you don't even have to put Israel in the category. Just put the United States in the category. There's no love lost for the U.S. out of this idiot. And so to me, to let him.
I'll tell you what. The U.S. has not been acting real favorable on the world community here the last few years.
The problem is, the problem is what happened with the speech in Cairo with the president and what we're seeing ultimately happen with the Muslim communities and some of the things that are going out on the world stage for some of the, I think, some of the crazy things that have happened in the past year and a half. I mean, that's the problem. If we go back to the Bush administration and we talk about, are you going that far back and talking about world views there?
I'm talking about 2001, really.
Yeah. And so,
so what do you think about that, Kate?
I was living in New York. I think it was an atrocity. Are you kidding?
It was an atrocity, but you, do you think 19 hijackers from Saudi Arabia did that?
I do. I believe that that's I don't think there was a government conspiracy in this case, Norm. I honestly believe from all the information I had, being there, being in New York, having certain access, I truly believe that's what it is. I think the crime of it is, thanks, Norm, is that they you didn't have stricter standards when it came to visas, and therefore that situation was allowed to occur, and nothing has changed since then. If somebody wants to get a phony visa, they can do it. We have no way to ultimately track when people have those visas. So I think on the surface, am I saying there are other things that could have been at work that led to some of the things that happened on 9/11, like the mysterious building? I think there was more at play there, but I do believe that the Saudis that came over, they were on their own jihadist mission, and it pretty much is that on the surface and the way it played out. Let's go to, let's see, we're going to have to hold our pal Rick here because we're almost up against it. Rick, hang on, we'll get to you on the flip side and anybody else who wants to chime in. 800-259-5791. Lieberman says we're ready to go. Let's go, bring it on, Iran. Is this the right thing to say or not? What say you, America?
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Segment. I'm going to jump to this quickly. Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, I mentioned this, canceled the annual U.S.-Mexico border governor's meeting in Phoenix. She just called it off because of what's going on with this new immigration enforcement law that hasn't kicked in yet, but is trying to be blocked by the Justice Department with the lawsuit that they filed. So it was Arizona's turn to host it for the 28th. Time. They've done it for 28 times. What you do is you get four U.S. governors and six from Mexico. Brewer said the meeting was canceled because, hey, the Mexican governors were going to boycott it anyway. She said she was disappointed about the boycott and was really hoping the governors of New Mexico, Texas, and California would support her decision. Are you kidding? They're going to lay in the weeds on this. So the law kicks in July 29th, unless blocked by a court. And you all know this, but I'm going to say it again. It requires the cops and other law enforcement types to check a person's immigration status if there's reasonable suspicion that the person is here legally. And I'll tell you what, nothing irks me more than what's going on with this lawsuit. Ridiculous that we have our president ponying up and siding up with Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, for the way he's attacked Arizona. Why do we care what the president of Mexico thinks? I do not understand it. I think Arizona's immigration law holds up. I really do. And I think constitutionally it's going to hold up possibly under the 11th Amendment of the Constitution, because that bars the suing of states under certain circumstances. I think Arizona will meet those circumstances. So along that vein, I was talking about this militia in Arizona, militias forming, and here's Brian Davis talking about the Arizona border militia and the fact that, look, we're tired of being classified as a racist group.
All we can do is be a glorified neighborhood watch. We're not a racist group. We're not a hate group. How can you hate a 26-year-old woman with a 5-month-old baby in her arms that just walked 26 miles with no water?
There you go. And that's some of what you see along the area that he's talking about. At this point, it's so bubbling over in Arizona, it's not a surprise. Rick in Illinois. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Okay. You have a 4th of July?
I had a good 4th of July. How about you?
Yeah. Other than burning my thumb lighting off fireworks.
Ooh, did you have... What kind of fire did you have? Like those, you did more than cherry bombs and poppets. You did other stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I've done the aerial bombs and all that stuff.
Aerial bombs.
But anyway, I found out over the weekend what's wrong with Sarah Palin. She's a pothead.
Why do you say she's a pothead?
Well, she admitted she smokes pot.
I thought she said she smoked pot, not that she smokes pot.
She's smoking pot. I think she still is. That's why she rattles off the head if you don't know what she's talking about. And then I think her good friend Michael Steele got into her pot. Some of the statements he's trying to blame Obama for this war in Afghanistan and all that.
Yeah.
But he didn't have nothing to do with it.
No, that was already established. You can't pin that on him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to pin it on Obama, you know. So I think he's been smoking some Sarah's pot too.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, as much as you can bag on Obama for all kinds of things, for the ineffectiveness of this administration, you know, you can't blame the guy for something that was already established and already going 8 years strong.
Yeah, that happened in 2001. He wasn't even born back then.
He wasn't even born.
Yeah, nobody even knew who he was.
Yeah, nobody was thinking about him for president, that's for sure.
No. You know, nobody knows who he was. But, yeah, that Lieberman guy, he wants to invade Iran. I'll give him my gun. He can lead the charge.
All right, so you say why not go after Iran if it continues to go down the path that they're going down?
Well, you can't do it right now because you still got our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, got our fans, they're too spread out. They can't invade another country.
No.
But, you know, you got to get organized. And you can't fight wars on all different fronts.
No, but you can't continue to allow Ahmadinejad to do what he's doing because it's ridiculous. I mean,
he's
a threat to the U.S. anyway. Forget the whole Israel connection because everybody tries to make that connection like, oh, well, we always have to look after Israel, and that's because of people living in the United States and the sensitivities there. But you don't even need to bring that into it. It's simply what Ahmadinejad, really, what he would like to do to the United States, and I don't think he really hides his feelings about that.
Oh, all they do is send in one of those cruise missiles, you know.
Absolutely. So you could just take it one-on-one, the U.S., Iran.
Yeah, that's what Reagan did with that guy in Libya.
Yeah.
Blow him up.
Gaddafi?
Yeah, Gaddafi. Mm-hmm. You know, Reagan sent a cruise missile in after him. He quieted down after that, you know, to hear more out of him.
No.
You know, that's all they got to do, send one in there, and they get him to get him. They don't, it'd be, you know, watch your back next time, because it'd become another one.
Mm-hmm, so, I agree.
You know, as far as invading, I don't think invading will help, you know, just, like I said, we're too far spread out now. You know, we've got too many other battles going on. So.
Yeah, the problem is everything's in the Middle East. The problem is Iraq drawing down troops now from Iraq, Afghanistan, really the problems in Pakistan, and now Iran has been a problem for a long time now, especially though in the last couple of years with their elections, with the students and the students disappearing and all the stuff that happened and the media getting kicked out. And more importantly, the threats, and like you said, the missile, the cruise missile from Iran, Ahmadinejad, yeah, you can't just continue. I mean, you can, but eventually you got to draw a line in the sand.
Mm-hmm. And there won't be any other countries that will help us out to go in.
Nope.
If we did go in there, so you know, we'd be on our own again. So.
Well, except for Israel. Israel might, because of their own vested interest in what's going on with Iran. I mean, look at what Ahmadinejad says about Israel, and maybe they would get, I think they would be involved in that.
Yeah. I wouldn't count on too much.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. That would be it though. You're right. There's nobody else that would take, nobody would jump on that.
Nobody would even, you know, side with us. They
no.
all abandon us. So.
Yep.
It'd be hard to fight over there. So.
I agree.
Well,
right,
I'll probably get back going. So anyway, I'm depressed. I've seen on one of those magazines that Kate Goss is the founder of man. So.
It's only temporary, trust me. She'll be dating around. You still have a chance. Thanks, Rick. Oh, Kate Goslin, Rick, you can do better. Tom in Kansas, hello.
Doing?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Okay. I'm trying to get back to sleep. But anyway, I was listening earlier and about the Afghan guys walking off black on the Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Why are we, or in what way does the U.S. government gain from continuing to take these folks into our military?
Well, what they're saying is they're trying to have the guys that come that are part of the program, they get immersed in the language and all that sort of stuff, and they also are able to take back what they learn to Afghanistan, and they're part of the Afghanistan military, so they're soldiers, so that they can better prepare so that Afghanistan can ultimately stand on its own two feet, kind of like the Iraq situation. And
okay.
So by they feel like taking them there, that's the way to have them get immersed in the training. But apparently there's problems with it because they've had people walk off the base before. I think it's dangerous. Who knows who could be a plant? Who knows what the true intentions are of the guys that leave the base and, you know, heading up to Canada and anywhere in the United States? I think it's dangerous.
Yeah. What would you say to, instead of having the families pony up $40,000 after the fact, have them post a bond up front?
Oh, there you go. If you want to do this Defense Language Institute, the English Language Center, if you want to have them immersed in the language and whatnot at LACLAN, then you're going to have to put up the money ahead of time because it's too risky now. If we've got 42 that jumped.
It's just a thought.
Yeah. No, it's not a bad thought. Why not? Sure.
Thank you.
If you're going to have to pay up front, that's the way to do it. All right, let's quickly move on to Shelley in Michigan. Hey, Shelley.
Hi there, Kate. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I had a chuckle with the guy that called and said that Sarah Palin smoking doobies and that the president should have a doobie. And actually, I think anyone that wants to run for president at this point needs to have a big doobie at the inauguration because they're absolutely crazy to take on any of this.
Any of this job. Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm calling about, I'm not sure if you caught the story. Former Congressman Mark Siljander, who's now in Virginia, was in my backyard. He was always kind of a real weirdo anyway. But anyway, he fought for about 3 years because he got Ashley, and he finally pleaded guilty to getting front money from an organization from Osama bin Laden to write a book.
Yes, that is a huge story. In fact, on the flip side, quickly, because we're up against it, your reaction to that?
I find it absolutely crap. We'd all be in jail.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I'll talk about it next. It is a story that kind of went under the wire, Stay with us. More details to come.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is pretty bad, though. It's what Shelley was bringing up about this former congressman, Mark Siljander. The story is he pled guilty to obstruction, and what he was doing is he was getting money to lobby on behalf of a terrorist fundraising ring, an alleged terrorist fundraising ring. So he pled guilty to a couple of things, to obstruction of justice and acting as an unregistered foreign agent. But he entered that plea in a federal court in Kansas on Wednesday. So the charges of money laundering and conspiracy probably are going to be dropped because he's doing a plea deal. And this is a guy who, as Shelley said, he served in the House from 81 until 87 and then started a lobbying firm. And he was indicted in 2008 with accepting $50,000 from a charity called the Islamic American Relief Agency. And what he was doing is he was pushing for that group to be removed from a list of groups that finance terrorism. So they nailed him, the group saying he stole money from the U.S. Agency for International Development. Crooked as crooked can be. And absolutely, what a sellout. So thanks. Somebody wrote me an email that called Siljander, Mohammed Siljander, and said what a sellout he is. And you know what? This the kid glove treatment of guys like Siljander is ridiculous. What, you know, what do you call him? What do you call him? And why this didn't come to light a little bit sooner, and the contacts, think about it. It's probably worse than even some of the reported details. There weren't that many details about it. That's why it's surprising that the Siljander thing didn't make bigger news. And I guess it did initially. When the story first broke, it did. But now that he actually entered a plea, I'm surprised that there was a more chatter about what he did. But, yeah, I'll get you off the list if you pay me XYZ. And I would have no desire to read his book, let me tell you this. Okay, I also got a bunch of emails. I'm going to go to the mail in just a second here. But I got a bunch of emails about something else that I guess a lot of people aren't talking about, but it made big news. The governor of Louisiana, Jindal. I like this guy. I like this guy because he's in your face about the whole BP spill and in your face to the government as to, I'm going to do whatever I can because you're not helping us with equipment. Remember in the beginning days and the weeks? So here's the scoop. Jindal, it has nothing to do with the BP oil spill thing, nothing to do with what happened. Instead, it's about church and guns. And the governor signed into law a new measure that's going to allow the people in Louisiana to have guns in church. They're allowed to bring guns into church. And this certainly was a red-hot, flaming, controversial bill from the get-go. So it's concealed, you know, to carry concealed weapons. And you have to pass the training and the background checks and all that stuff if you're going to bring a gun to church or a mosque or a synagogue or whatever, wherever it is. And there are restrictions, too. You would have to, whatever the group is, whatever, whether it's Baptists or Catholics or whoever, they would have to announce in newsletters or in their bulletins that they put out that there would be people that would be armed on the property, on their property, and they would have to get, some of them would have to have 8 hours of tactical training every year. And, you know, I started to think about this. Remember the doctor, the abortion doctor? He was gunned down in church. But there's a reason why. The reason is because some of the big churches and the mega churches and some of the problems that they've had in Louisiana at some of the churches, they're talking about the fact that you would be able to hire off-duty police or security guards to protect the people inside, which they would be able to do if you could, that law would permit that. So being able to have the guns, the reason for it is what the governor is saying, is look, this way, you can have a guard. You can have somebody who's there at the church services, and they'll make sure that nothing, you know, nothing happens to the people, or theoretically nothing happens to the people who are worshiping inside. So in the case of the abortion doctor, whether you thought he was the worst of the worst or whatever, he was gunned down in front of his family in cold blood in church. And if they had had that, law, then that might not have happened with a guard there. And there have been other horrific things that have happened in churches too. Like not too far away from where I am in our satellite studio in Fort Worth, I want to say it was about 10 years ago, there was somebody that went into a church and gunned down a whole bunch of people, kids, a lot of kids, teenagers were killed, and that was sad. And now they've got a Virginia law that's in place. So this is interesting. You've got a Virginia law in place that allows guns in bars. You have the federal law, which allows guns in the parks, like the Grand Canyon, and now you've got Louisiana allowing guns in church. And some people think that Jindal is pandering, but I believe the real reason for him signing that was for the security purposes. Because you had to have, that was part of that law, that was the other part of it. You had to have that on the books, otherwise you couldn't really hire an off-duty cop or have any kind of security if they weren't allowed to bring guns into the churches. So therefore that's the reason why they did it. All right, without further ado, since I'm always beating all of you up about the email, quickly I'm going to try to get through some. Let's go to the mailbag.
The mail is here. Woo.
All right, this one from John Jay. Hey, Kate, enjoying the show. Wow, lots of controversy. I like it when you lighten the load. Not much light in the first couple on this one, but I understand crazy things are happening. And I have to say, in talking about those soldiers, those Afghanistan soldiers who left the base, I'm with you. Some of them must have more sinister reasons for just walking away. Otherwise, why would they come to this country, claim that they wanted to learn everything they could, especially get down the English language, and then immerse themselves and go back to Afghanistan? Perhaps somebody was waiting for them on the other side. Hey, that would be my fear, that they're assimilating, there's a sleeper cell. It's not just all dissatisfied, I'm getting out of Afghanistan. I'm right there with you, definitely, on that one. Here's one from Eric listening to us in Vermont. Way to rock the house in Vermont. We've been listening to you for a very long time up here. I love it when you give props to Charlie and Ernie. It's so fun to listen to their show. I like their show, and I like your show on the opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, and you've mentioned it before, that they always talk about Osama bin Laden. Do you think we will ever catch Osama bin Laden, and what will happen if the United States does capture or kill bin Laden? I would love to see it happen, but I don't think we're going to see that happen. It's been so long at this point. If you go back to 2001, there was one giant, if you believe the reports, one missed opportunity. We keep hearing about, oh, these caves. And yes, we know the region is tough and very hard to very easy to probably have bin Laden somewhere where you couldn't get to him. But I don't believe our forces ever will get Osama bin Laden, sadly. It would be a red letter day if they did. I don't agree with people who say, oh, if you capture or kill Osama bin Laden, that'd be worse. Then the Islamic terrorists would be even that much more bloodthirsty to try to kill Americans and others from the West. I think that's already there if they're radicalized and that's their sole purpose anyway. So you know what to do. You can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.